100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And my email has been all weird and messed up. The website was a little goofy last week with 500 errors and trying to figure things out. And I think I've got it. But Lisa, I can't remember. And I looked through Gmail and such, and if anyone else sent anything in and I missed, I could put your story up on the feed in a separate post, and I'm actually apologizing in advance for that. And unlike politicians and wackos and such, when I apologize, I actually mean it. And yeah, this one's my mistake. Just like I'm too lazy to put story up on during the week and such. And, you know, I've gotten pretty tired and lazy these days. I even take a nap. I block out my lunchtime and take a nap and work a little extra. So, yeah, I'm tired and old. At least I'm feeling relatively okay for a few days, so we'll see if that continues. Anyway, the topic this week, you don't want to hear about that crap. Half missing. And we got a bunch of stories in, although I think I'm missing Lisa's, so once again, sorry about that. So at some level, I still do care about all this. And I'll go ahead and let you listen to the stories that are here, and then I'll get back with you.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called All That Remains Is Never Enough. If you are very fortunate, you will have known someone for the major portion of your life, as that person would be whispering to me now, the highest form of relationship is friendship. Loves will come and go, but your best friend will be there when your heart is breaking. Jim died 4 years ago, and I am half missing the world about me. Many moments feel thin, as if the joy that can only be found in a passing, fleeting second shared. I come too quickly to the end of a sentence that falls to silence. I am half missing. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number, I think it's like 1012, with a prompt of half missing. So here's my story. Mandy jumped up and headed toward the door. We have to help those people, especially Bilbert. Bobby didn't move. How do you think we're going to do that? Mrs. Wienerheimer has a co-worker who can find people. Mandy's phone interrupted her. She answered it and listened. She turned back to Bobby. Hurry, we have to go. Bilbert's mom says they're halfway to finding them. We need to get closer before they're completely gone. Bobby laughed, getting to her feet. Does that mean they're only half missing right now? Mandy frowned in confusion before going outside to wait for Mrs. Wienerheimer. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They roamed the garden looking for the key. Is it big? Is it small? What exactly are we looking for? Questions, questions, and more questions. A key, of course. Everyone replied in unison, exasperation showing on their faces. Suddenly, someone gasped, "Found it!" "Okay, so, where's the door?" "Door?" "Yes, the door." no one knew. So why exactly were we looking for a key? I thought we were looking for a key to the shed, that one. Well, now we'll be looking for a door. Which door? Why are some people so negative? You already have the key. Be happy. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygritkoff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I'm half missing him. I don't miss his temper tantrums, his unfaithfulness, and the late nights when he'd roll unsteadily in, smelling of booze and slurring his words. I don't miss any of that. I don't miss the pitying looks given by my friends. And I certainly don't miss his obnoxious buddies, with their wandering hands and bad attitudes. And I really don't miss having to constantly apologize to others on his behalf. You'd think I wouldn't miss him at all, but I can only half miss him, because I still keep the other half of him in my freezer.
Good morning, it's Richard here, and for the topic half missing, this is my story. It's called Pizza. There's something deeply annoying about settling down on the sofa in front of the TV and reaching across to open the pizza box, only to find, horror of horrors, your pizza has half missing. Your eyes scan the room, searching for the culprit. It's not the kids. There's no telltale smudges of tomato on their cheeks. Their hands are clean, and there's no crumbs on their clothes. It can't be the wife. She hates olives. Even the thought of picking them off makes her shudder. That's why you always order them. The cat? No. Must have been me then. Okay, I'm done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Harvey's daughter had been gang-raped and murdered by a pack of homeless illegals. The horrible things people said on social media, the excuses that local activists spewed, the politicians defending the murderers and attacking their political rivals. Harvey appeared to shrug it off. He volunteered at homeless shelters, clothing drives, and food banks. When Thanksgiving came around, he volunteered at the city's annual turkey dinner. The massive stadium filled to capacity with tables and chairs and all the food everyone could eat. They haven't said if it was ricin or polonium, but tens of thousands died along with Harvey.
Well, that's it for the weekly challenge this week. The topic was half missing in those stories. Hope you enjoyed them. And if you've been inspired to do your own, go ahead and send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. There are thousands of topics, and the next one is random words. So go ahead and let's see what you got. One a day until the day I die.com weekly challenge. You'll see the topic list, how to do this. Give it a try. And this is still Talk Like a Pirate day, week, month, whatever. It's, I think it's Friday is the 19th. I don't know. I can't tell anymore. Which is a good thing. And I finally got grass on the yard, and yeah, there's a patch of it that's already dying, but we'll figure it out. But whatever, you know, it's a start, and that's what you budget for. So thank you all for being a part of this, and once again, sorry if Lisa, I missed yours, or if anyone else's I missed. I try to move them into my weekly challenge folder. And I try not to swipe right or swipe left or whatever the Gmail app on the iPhone does. But, yeah. Oops. Sorry about that. Thank you all, and as always, keep it brief.